Hello, this is Duncan Newcomer. Welcome to Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. After the age of 40, a man is responsible for his face. Now, what could that mean? And was it a mean or a true thing to say? We're pretty sure Lincoln said it, probably in a comment to a cabinet member about rejecting a man for an appointed office. Lincoln was explaining why he didn't like the man. The reason he came up with was the character he saw in the man's face. You have to remember that Lincoln grew up on the frontier and the prairie. He saw more trees than he saw people. And he had a hawk eye for what might be good or bad about a person. None of his early life was easy, so he didn't have the luxury of indulging people in their masquerades. The tough frontier was actually a good initiation for his tough job as president in the Civil War. He had also once said that character is like a tree and reputation like its shadow. He needed to be keen-eyed to separate what was real from what was only hearsay. And so it was, he could look into a man's or a woman's face and know what was good. That's really a spiritual skill, isn't it? You wouldn't expect the Buddha or Jesus or Moses or Muhammad to be fooled by someone's appearance. And isn't the essence of the spiritual life the difference between true spirit and false matter? So I think of Lincoln as exercising his spiritual skill here in rejecting this man in whose face he saw something not good. In spiritual practice, we call it the skill of discernment. But what about Lincoln's face? People had been making fun of his face most of his life. He had angular bones, big ears, and almost an animal-like nose, and hair like a burned cornstalk. Who was he to talk about people's faces? Once as president, he actually apologized to a woman he was greeting that she had to gaze upon his poor and homely face. Imagine apologizing for your own face, and as president, too. So here's another spiritual skill Lincoln had. Not only can he discern value in other people's faces, he can detach his value from his own face. Lincoln had had to learn, even as a boy, that if he was going to be worth anything and if he was going to try to get along and be liked by people, it would have to be for reasons other than his good looks, because nobody thought he had any good looks. Lincoln developed superior spiritual skills to make up for what he knew was his inferior physical appearance. His way with words, his way of listening, his penetrating mind, his rollicking humor, his ambition, and his compassion. Those were the ways he would live. Hard things forged Lincoln's spiritual way of life. Frontier survival taught him a keen eye for who he could count on and who was no good, and the hard thing of his own physical appearance. He learned very early what any spiritual person has to learn to get over his own face. That is something hard if you're beautiful or not. There's a lot more to say about Lincoln and his face, and we'll do that in future shows. Abraham Lincoln's own face has become an icon of goodness and power, and that's a real achievement. Abraham Lincoln was a spiritual man, and his spirit continues to teach and to inspire us. His face itself can light us down to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.